The Garden Show on KCLR with Paul Smith. Brought to you by Arboretum Home and Garden Heaven. Transform your garden with our unbeatable range of plants, trees, tools and treatments. Arboretum.ie.
Speaking of going outside, the last couple of days have been pretty much exceptional. We spent from last, I don't know, whenever talking about the rain and the fact that it was going to be wet forevermore. But it seems that the weather is kind of on the up. And to just talk a little bit about that and about the weather that we have had and the spring that we've had, I've got Alan O'Reilly here on the line. Are you there, Alan?
I am indeed. How are we doing, Paul?
Not too bad, not too bad. Alan, what's going on with the weather? What's happening? Is there any? Is this one of these questions that it's just impossible to answer, or can you put any rhyme or reason to it?
Yeah, so we had a very wet spell, obviously, going back nearly to July at this stage. Probably a record break in 8 months for many weather stations, really. And we had low pressure after low pressure, especially coming up from the south, which was, you know, hitting the south of Ireland, Kilkenny and Carlow included, a lot more than usual. But it has been wet right across the country. But we have had a nice break with high pressure, which gave us that glorious weekend, and which I think has given everybody a big boost. Certainly, I know general people, but the farmers around me in Carlow have been very busy. Yep. And I'm sure the garden centres and the Aberdeen with that are starting to see the big increase as well in activity. So we've had high pressure, and it's been a lovely spell of weather. It is going to slowly kind of ease off the high pressure, and that's going to bring us a little bit more unsettled weather. So we do have that word rain on the forecast for tomorrow, but generally amounts look small. Now, South Kilkenny might see, you know, maybe over 5 millimetres is possible. So it could be heavy enough in some places. But further north, even, you know, North Kilkenny, Carlow, you're probably looking at a few millimetres of rain, really. I suppose from a gardening point of view, one thing I would be very much highlighting is frost, Paul.
Yes.
There was a big risk of frost the next couple of nights, especially. So tomorrow night, especially, it's going to be pretty clear. So, you know, as that rain pulls away and the cloud pulls away. But at Friday night, I think it'll probably be the coldest night. Now, funnily enough, even within Carlow and Kilkenny, it'll still be a kind of divide as well. So probably further north in Carlow and North Kilkenny could get down to -2 degrees.
Wow.
And, you know, but you could be looking at maybe even 1 or 0 or 1 degrees, even, you know, a little bit further south. But certainly a big risk of frost Friday night and Saturday as well.
Right. Well, yeah, frost, as you say, is such an important thing for gardeners to keep an eye out for, and something that we get caught out by, because you don't realise how cold, you know, it gets. A glorious day, you're out in a T-shirt, and then I went out late last night to put something in and just went, God, the temperature plummets. But I guess that's the effect of not having the insulation from the clouds. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it exactly. When you don't have the clouds, it acts as a blanket. But we also have a colder air mass that has moved over us that is going to be there for a few days. So the combination of clear skies and then that cooler air mass does mean that we can see, you know, frost. And it's not that unusual to see frost this late in the season. It's just it's been so mild, people mightn't be kind of thinking about frost, but it is certainly something to be aware of, at least for the next couple of nights. The good news is that the temperatures will start to pick up again into next week. Now, there's a good bit of uncertainty around how much rain we'll see. There was a lot of rain in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday next week, but that seems to have eased off a bit on the latest weather model. So hopefully we won't see too much. I mean, a little bit of sprinkler rain don't equal don't do too much harm to the land that's already drying out, but we don't want to see the deluge of rain coming back. And there is a risk of that further southwest.
Okay.
So down around Kerry and Cork, there is a risk of that. So that's something to keep an eye on. But hopefully an improving situation in terms of we will see rain, April showers, and, you know, there is a tentative sign that we might see high pressure coming back around kind of the bank holiday weekend or maybe just after it, but we're kind of pushing the weather models beyond their reliability at that stage.
Yeah, it's always sort of you're looking too far into the future with that. But I suppose there's always, you know, you have to, I suppose, guess a little bit and hope. But is there a chance, Alan, that, you know, these deluges, and I was saying there, the deluges are the things that did the harm for us. You know, whatever about a small spring rain, but the fact that it's been constantly raining, and funny enough, in the last couple of days, things have actually started to wilt. I think they got so used to this high level of rain that they need it. But is there a chance that those high, that it's going to become, I suppose, more regular, I'm saying, that we're going to get wetter summers and wetter winters? Is that more, like, looking long term, I suppose, is more climate than weather, but is that going to happen more and more, that we're going to have to get used to this?
we are going to see more intense rainfall events. That's 100%, you know, going to happen. Where and when they hit, that's a little bit more. It's not that you're going to happen every year, but when they do happen, you know, warmer atmosphere holds more water. You're going to have more rainfall events. Funnily enough, you're also going to have more droughts.
That was my next question. Yep.
Yeah. So it is one of those things, and that's one of the things I've been talking to a good few farming organisations about. You know, we all need to cut our climate, you know, emissions. We have to reduce our emissions, but we also have to adapt, and we have to look at adaptation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, watering a symptom that something that we might laugh at given the rain that we've had.
Yeah.
But irrigation is something that people are going to have to start planning for in the growing, the horticultural sector and the farming sector, because it is something that's going to be an issue also. It's something I've been kind of beating the drum about the last few months, is that we're not storing any more of this rainfall. So all this rain has fallen, but I'm not seeing reservoirs being developed, or, you know, so that's something that certainly we're going to have to be very much adapting to.
Yeah, we have a tank just where I work. It's maybe a couple of thousand litres. And in the last few days, we've nearly emptied that by about a quarter. So it's amazing how much you use water when it is that bit drier. So you're right. Adaptation is very important for, I suppose, going forward and gardening and all that. But yeah, so extremes are going to be our new normal, more one and the other. And another just quick one, and maybe you don't know off the top of your head, but around gardening terms, the last frost, when the last frost hits, is actually very important. And I know the last frost is a moving kind of feast, but do you know roughly when that is for Carlow and Kilkenny? Because that's an important date for gardeners. After that, you can put out all your tender plants.
Yeah, it does vary from year to year, but, you know, that old don't cast a clout till May is out really does kind of come into play. You can see frost in May. We have actually seen frost in June, would you believe it?
Wow.
and especially in Carlow and Kilkenny, because we're that bit inland from the easterly sea breeze, so we can actually see some very low temperatures in Carlow and Kilkenny compared to other parts of the country. So you can certainly see frost, you know, into May. So I know last year I was trying to figure out the last frost coming up because I wanted to sow some native wildflower seeds, and I was kind of tentatively looking at it, and it's trying to forecast, you know, where, when you think the air mass is not really going to turn back. Now obviously as the days get longer, the nights get shorter. Yeah. So, you know, you're really looking for a very cold air mass and clear skies as you head into the end of May. But you can see frost certainly in late into May even. But generally the middle of May was probably what you'd be looking at.
Okay, and you sort of alluded to it a bit there, your own garden. And by the way, you don't actually need to have total frost-free to plant those wildflower seeds. And funny enough, the odd few of them actually need the frost to trigger them into growing. So putting them out when there's a bit of frost is no real harm. But your own garden, Alan, are you much of a gardener yourself, or do you prefer to watch the weather models than the garden?
Well, I used to be a bit more of it. I'm trying to find time for everything, but both my grandparents were big garden people. So I've managed to get two drills of spuds in. That's what I've done this year. And I set aside a kind of a lawn area, a good sized lawn area last year. I rotated it and put in what native wildflower seeds. So I'm kind of letting it go this year to see what happens with year two and how year three. I expect a lot of daisies this year.
Yep.
But I'm trying to now get ready to maybe put in a bit more herb. I had a herb garden that kind of got taken over by some rodents, unfortunately. So I need to go back and maybe put that a little bit higher up on a bit of a base or something to try and see, can I manage that? But no, I love gardening. It's just, it is a labour of love in terms of trying to find the time for it.
It is, and to get the opportunity to have a nice day to go out and do it has been challenging. But hopefully things are on the up. Listen, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you very much for talking to us here on The Garden Show this evening.
Cheers, take care.
The Garden Show on KCLR with Paul Smith. Brought to you by Arboretum Home and Garden Heaven. Transform your garden with our unbeatable range of plants, trees, tools and treatments. Arboretum.ie.